Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Hi, my name is Marion Ferro, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar. I'm not sure what's going on here. Let's see. Okay. Anyway, I'll be with you for the next hour, playing you some music that, you know, doesn't get the attention it deserves. Didn't, doesn't, whatever. And, since today's Memorial Day, I thought I'd start off in that vein. I hope my voice isn't sounding weird. It's coming in weird through my headphones. But, wait a minute here. I don't know. Anywho, I'm sure someone online will let me know if it is coming through weird. In any case, since it's Memorial Day, I'll start off in that vein. Eric Burdon, the lead singer for the Animals back in the days of the British Invasion. His great songs, great voice, and later he sang with the funk band War, also had a solo career. And he's been active in performing since then, released a new album in 2013 called Till Your River Runs Dry. And from that album, here is the song Memorial Day.
So logic now. what comes to mind. Innocence is lost and guilt will fade in time. On the glory day, be strong, let peace be the only way. Break the cycle of hate and lies. Just nice, kind to me, no devil way. But she died and she left me. That's why I sang the blues on every decoration day.
All right, that was a couple of songs for the holiday. Sorry about that with the volume. There's a little problem with a device here. I will try to get it fixed shortly. anyway, you just heard, first you heard Memorial Day by Eric Burdon. Then after that, you heard John Lee Hooker with Decoration Day from The Best of John Lee Hooker. I didn't know this till recent years, but Memorial Day used to be known as Decoration Day, as people decorated the graves of those who died in service to the nation. Memorial Day was first proclaimed in May 1868. Now, I'm sure you've heard that Greg Allman, who founded the Allman Brothers Band with his late brother Dwayne, died last week from complications of liver cancer at the age of 69. He died at home, surrounded by family and friends. He'd recently been working on a solo album. This thing's very sad news. Greg sang lead, played the Hammond organ, and wrote some of the band's popular songs. Butch Trux, who was one of the band's drummers, died in January of this year, too. But in tribute to Greg, I would like to play some Allman Brothers. I'm not sure. There's so many great Allman Brothers songs, you know, it's hard to decide what to play. I don't want to repeat them all too much, but they're such great, great songs, you know. Let me see what I can get up here, because I'm having problems with this volume here. So I will see what I can get here. I might be able to get something from another source. So that, I don't know, so that, you know, won't be problems here. I don't know. Let me see now. This is giving me trouble too, isn't it? Of course it is. Of course it is. Let's see now. I will see what I can do. Try to get the volume up for this, but I will... Like I said, a couple of Allman Brothers songs. I want to start with from their second album, 1970's Idle Wild South, its lead single, Revival. I will play that for you now. right. That was just a small tribute to Greg Allman, who recently died. And first you heard Revival. Excuse me. And after that, you heard Blue Sky, which was on the Eat a Peach album from 1972. Blue Sky was the first Allman Brothers song I really got introduced to. I remember hearing it on the radio, and I absolutely loved it. It was back when I was in high school, and they became one of my favorite bands back then. Then I got into the earlier songs, Fillmore East and all this stuff, and those were the days when you had to wait outside the concert venue to buy tickets to a show. My friends and I went in around 5:30 in the morning, and already a lot of people waiting at the Boston Garden to get tickets for the Allman Brothers, who were coming soon. And before we even made it to the front of the line later in the morning, the tickets were gone, which sucked. Here you go, all that time and nothing. And the following year, one friend and I were able to get tickets, and we went to see them at the Garden. It was a great show. It was the first real concert I went to, like actually going with friends to a, concert venue rather than just a small show. And it was really great. Maybe I'll play some more Allman Brothers later. We'll see about that. I'll see how much time I have. But just want to say R.I.P. to Greg Allman. And what do I have now? Okay, I have something interesting. It's a band from Italy called Giuda. I'm not sure how it's pronounced. And they have a song called Wild Tiger Woman from their 2013 album, Let's Do It Again. Giuda is a five-piece band from Rome. And the song was a single before the album came out. And I think they've released their third album like this year, called Speaks Evil. And they're currently touring in the U.S. and Europe. And they're going to be playing at the Once Ballroom in Somerville, Mass. On Sunday night, the 4th. And I'm looking forward to seeing them. This should be interesting. Giuda with, what's the song I have again? Wild Tiger Woman.
Just gotta believe my eyes. Pretty is terrible. They saved Hitler's brain. They saved Hitler's brain. They saved Hitler's brain. They saved Hitler's brain. Life-giving liquids keep his brain alive, though. He shouts to the driver and he says, let's go! He doesn't comb his hair, but it looks real neat. He's ruling the world from the back seat. They saved Hitler's brain. They saved Hitler's brain. They saved Hitler's brain. They saved Hitler's brain.
it's right. People think it's funny spending all my money just to hear you fight. Baby, I can't say what you're doing is right. No, you can't say what you're doing is right. No, you can't say what you're doing is right. You know you're acting crazy, your memory is hazy. I can't stay up all night. Baby, you can't say what you're doing is right. You know I need releasing. You're crazy. Is increasing and I can't stay up all night. Baby, you can't say what you're doing is right. No, you can't say what you're doing is right. No, you can't say what you're doing is right.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, the set you just heard, we started with being from Italy called Judah with Wild Tiger Woman. And as I said, they're going to be playing at the Once Ballroom in Somerville on Sunday night. And after them, you heard Boston Band, who's going to be on, let's see, which one do we hear? Oh, okay. Yeah, there's like three bands on the show. Next band, well, not when, how am I going to get this? Not the first, three bands, this is the second band. A Natural Axe with They Saved Hitler's Brain, which I got from the compilation Mass Ave, the Boston Scene, 1975 to 83. They were formed in 1977. Unnatural X was from Dorchester, played frequently in the Boston punk scene as well as throughout the Northeast. This song was on a four-song EP they released that year. The original band broke up in 1980, but there have been several reunions, shows, and recordings since then. Unnatural X, like I said, they're going to be there Sunday night on the bill at Once Ballroom with Judah. And then you heard another Boston band who was going to be the opener of that show, and that was The High End with Wrecking Ball from their 100 Proof EP. They're a fairly new band, won the 2015 Jamaica Plain Bar Wars, representing the Midway Cafe in the JP Music Festival that year. And then that started seeing more of them. Then we heard, another local band, Highway Chapel, with Scratching Like a Monkey. First song they've actually made a recording of. The band plays Americana, roots, blues, rock and roll. They have members who were in James Strait and the Wide Stance. They're going to be hosting and playing at the C-Note Rat Night on Friday night at the C-Note in Hull, Mass. Now, let's see, what do we have next? Should get some serious guitar in here for you. It's getting way through the hour, huh? And see now. I played something from this before. It's a brand new Richie Kotzen album. And I've played Richie Kotzen many times as the singer guitarist for the Winery Dogs. And this new solo album, Salting Earth, came out about a couple of weeks ago. And from that album, I have the song Make It Easy.
Stand up and This is called a mystic.